June 7 Adventure Tours is offering an exclusive 20% discount for all local Namibians for the month of June and July. Get ready for an unforgettable quad biking and sandboarding adventure in the dunes. Parents, please bring the children to come and have fun on 20% discounted prices this coming June and July month. For more information, contact 081-624-9665. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 20th of the 6th month, 2025. It is a Friday evening and the time is 21:04. My name is the Matriarch and I will be your host for this evening. And we are going to be doing the most. So ladies and gentlemen, we've had a series of questions this week and we have basically been talking. We've been talking, guys. We've been asking the unaskables. We've been questioning the unquestionables. We've been diving into it. And the reason that we're diving into it is because there are just some questions that we cannot ask our siblings. There are questions we cannot ask our mothers. There are questions we cannot ask nobody. And lucky for you, I'm all for it. You understand? I'm all for asking the questions that you don't want to ask because what do I have to lose? Hey, I'm just a person. What do I have to lose? So we are asking the question of what church should I go to worship through and which is a scam? Hey guys, what church should I go to and which one is a scam? Ha! I believe that we should understand that unfortunately, right? It's not everybody that is living through their purpose. And it's not everybody that is using their calling appropriately. Somebody might have a real and genuine calling, right? When it comes to God, they might have a real and genuine calling, but then also the devil is also strong that side. The devil is also on that other side of, maybe we should eat the money. Maybe we should dive into scamming people. Mara, you know what? Let's take a quick let's pay the bills and we will return shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapungwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa Nune udo, otoko etira o special ange, tashake ngeje pa omarudi tayo loka, opone ushendife nawa, nokumona oijamwiri nawa, ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onora etatu imwe, bali heali, nola natu, heali bali no heali, ileko mderewa, nora etatu natu, bali o etatu watatu, omafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening I am joined by none other than the oh so amazing, oh so beautiful, Happy Juju. Hello, ma'am.
Hi, ma'am.
I know you don't want to do this, but you have to do this for God.
No, I actually want to do it.
Ne?
Yes.
Because I called you saying, we're just going to be talking about your favorite person, you know? Mm-hmm. Your only favorite creator. The only creator.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, the one that wakes you up in the morning. Hello. Hello, go to work. You know?
No.
So you can breathe, not just go out there suffocated.
Mm.
So, my beloved, check, ne?
Mm-hmm.
These for the next couple of weeks on Pulling Heartstrings, we're going to be asking difficult questions.
Okay.
And part of the difficult questions, we're asking the questions that that are difficult for the ordinary person to answer, and also difficult for the ordinary person to ask.
Correct.
We have questions that we just can't ask our mothers. We have questions that we just can't ask our husbands, our wives, our cousins. We just can't ask anybody, because also we are fearful of rejection. We are fearful of being judged. We are scared, to be honest. And basically, these are the chronicles of how will I know. Uh-huh. So that's what we're going to be doing for the rest of June. And on this Friday, right? I know that the people got paid and they're out and they're chilling and they're chopping. But then we do have the citizens that actually want to hear this conversation, and they want to hear this acts and these answers.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So this evening, right? We are talking about how will I know what church to go to and which one is a scam? Yeah, what are the tingles in my body that I must feel?
I love that question.
Yeah, what is the aroma that, you know, sometimes there are expectations, right? So we expect, okay, so when I get a child, I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be what and I'm going to be what. We have expectations, right? But when you really don't want to have expectations and you really just want to know somebody else's experiences so that maybe you can align it with what you've been feeling, then that's basically what we're going to go with.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, my dear, I'm looking for a congregation.
Mm-hmm.
What must I look for?
Mm. First and foremost,
what's that? I'm a hyper, ne? Uh-huh. You've not been on my show for a long time. I'm a hyper. Like, I'll hype you up all the time.
Even today, I was watching your life.
Ne?
And I'm supposed to be busy, and I'm like, I can't believe I'm here.
I'm stuck here. Pucha, what is she going to do next? Is she going to blink?
So anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, let me first answer that first question of what am I supposed, how will I know that this is the right church?
Yeah.
We all have that gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you enter into a room and then something just gives you that, I don't think I'm supposed to be here.
Mm.
Sometimes it's when you go to parties, when you go to parties, sometimes even when you go visit a friend, something so as innocent as just, and something just tells you, wait, I don't feel so wanted here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that gut feeling, sometimes also we ignore it, and often telling you something that this is off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on deeper to that, I reflect on that because back then when I was a young girl, I was a teenager, I went from church to church.
Mm-hmm.
And in almost all the churches that I stepped into once, I never came back. Why? Something was just off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad now that I'm here where I am now, mm-hmm. and I would say spiritually mature. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad I blessed that gut feeling because something was off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, apart from that now, you will know once you see certain things, mm-hmm. you know, that are now hyped up, mm-hmm. that a lot of people, for some reason, are so blinded. They can't really see that this is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
All the falling in the church, mm-hmm. what kind of spirit is that? Did Jesus go around making people fall and mm-hmm. pushing them and you come back home with your neck hurting,
mm-hmm.
you know, pushed down and you literally so much forced to just make you fall down mm-hmm. and breaking, I don't know, perhaps maybe, for me, actually my neck.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, this pastor was just dragging me and my neck was spinning.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of spirit is that you could be
okay. For beatings, basically. For assault.
And slept.
For assault. Because if we look at it from a legal perspective, that is most assault, that one.
Yes.
Mm. Consensual assault.
Yeah. Am I just saying, you know, no, I'm here to receive God. Like, how, like, the Lord is just a violent person like that. Pushing people and making people
great. Is he violent? I don't know.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And all this holy mm-hmm. water anointing oil thing,
mm-hmm.
that is exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we actually look at scripture,
mm-hmm.
it was only Paul who used oil.
Mm-hmm.
It was it Paul? All the other, none of them actually were going about with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Even the oil part is exaggerated.
Mm-hmm.
Because scripture says, if any of you is sick,
mm-hmm.
call a prophet to come and anoint you and pray for you,
mm-hmm.
and the prayer of the righteous will heal the person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not the oil that's healing the person, it's the prayer.
Mm-hmm.
The oil is sort of like, you know, when I'm sick,
mm-hmm.
I need ointment, or mm-hmm. my back is spinning, you're going to use oil to rub it.
Yes.
To transfer some, it's like healing, it's like mm-hmm. medicine, you mm-hmm. know? That touch, you know, when someone is sick and you touch them
mm-hmm.
with oil, your dry mm-hmm. hands is literally not really effective, but with oily hands, you know, it makes it
glides and it's smoother.
Exactly.
Mm.
Now, here's the catch.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you is sick,
mm-hmm.
call for the elders of the church and come and anoint you with oil.
Mm-hmm.
That means this is somebody who is sick.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't just be having a headache and say, okay, let's call the pastor to come to my house. Is
mm-hmm.
the pastor just somebody who goes around coming to people's houses because they have a headache?
Mm-hmm.
So now, where did it come from that I need a job and the pastor had to take oil and anoint my CV?
Mm-hmm. Bruh.
Mm-hmm. Where did it come from that I have some sort of sickness,
mm-hmm.
not one that is obviously making me bedridden,
mm-hmm.
the pastor has to take the oil and anoint me.
Mm-hmm.
No. Oil actually stood for the Holy Spirit back then.
Yeah.
So now it's been so hyped up.
Mm-hmm.
People must bottles of anointing oil, bottles of anointing water.
Mm-hmm.
Where exactly in the Bible did it say that we should be drinking anointing water, and mm-hmm. who anointed that water, or holy water? Who mm-hmm. made that water holy?
Holy, yeah.
Or what makes that water holy?
And also, what is holy water used for per principle?
What is holy water?
You're even getting up. Hello. Hi. I can hear you. I can hear the stamina. Me, I know how to get you out of bed, girl. Mm.
All right. So what really is
mm-hmm.
holy water, what it really is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All these things, and people invest their money.
Mm-hmm.
There's a story I always like to say. There's this mm-hmm. girl that used to live in a complex where I was also staying.
Yeah.
And she bought the flat.
Mm-hmm.
And that time, I'm also born again in mm-hmm. East too.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to her room.
Mm-hmm.
The wall is filled up with oil, the door is just, it's just a mess, untidy.
Mm-hmm.
in the name of what? Of chasing out demons with oil.
Mm.
Which demons
go out with oil? Oil?
Given power in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And also this thing of laying hands on people.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible is so clear. Lay hands suddenly on no one. Mm-hmm. Don't be quick to lay hands on people. Now, mm-hmm. it has two meanings.
Mm-hmm.
One, literally, don't be quick to tene kanomaki.
Yeah.
Okay? And also, don't be quick to just pretend to believe them. So, mm-hmm. like that.
Mm-hmm.
So now the part of literally don't be quick to lay hands on no person, it's so that you can also guard yourself. People can be manifesting there, but it could be some sort of spirit that they are even themselves have gotten willingly.
Mm.
And you just come and lay your hands on. So that's not actually right. Don't lay hands suddenly on people. This hands on people. Just imagine you are a prophet or you are a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know some people will be like, no, but you're a man of God. God protect you.
Mm.
But also
God is the same person that said that, like, guys, you can't be expecting something and not meeting me halfway.
Tala, mm-hmm. even Jesus,
mm-hmm.
there was a time where they wanted to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was away. So he decided not to go that way.
Mm.
So we shouldn't walk right into danger because God will protect us.
Mm-hmm. God is like, guys, but I gave you a signal. I showed you. Yeah, intuition, what? I showed you, Dan. And you are still walking there and expecting me to forgive you, to protect you.
Children of God should see, they foresee evil mm-hmm. and they escape it. You don't deliberately...
You don't go through it. You escape it.
Yeah, no. Don't put the Lord your God to the test.
Mm.
And I think that's what a lot of people do now.
Yeah.
God, prove yourself now.
Hey.
I'm going to do this. Prove yourself.
Is you being alive not testimony enough?
Hmm.
Yeah.
So all those things and so many others and all these things, money.
Mm-hmm.
When the pastor is preaching, it's always about your money, and also this thing of tithes, mm-hmm. where there's a list. People have to call you up to say, Demetric,
mm-hmm.
you didn't pay your tithes last month.
To embarrass me and disgrace me in the church.
It's a secret thing.
Mm.
When I pay tithes,
mm-hmm.
the Lord already sees there's record in heaven and angels take record mm-hmm. to say I paid my tithes or not.
Mm.
The pastor doesn't, it's supposed to be anonymous. Because if we start knowing that you are giving
$4
tithes, mm-hmm. and I'm going giving 2,000 tithes,
mm-hmm.
the treatment is going to be different.
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And so that is also very wrong.
Mm.
All this, you are on a list of you didn't pay tithes and all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So that spirit that is going around nowadays, Of churches and prophets doing stuff that I just wrote. And finally,
mm-hmm.
scripture is so clear to say, you shall know them by their
names.
Fruits.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A tree must know their fruit.
Yes,
you
apple.
Know that yebo.
Mm-hmm.
So their fruits will be able to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's one thing about, there's a spirit that walks around this so-called prophets or false prophets, right?
Mm-hmm.
In most times, they are in alignment with the enemy.
Yeah.
Some of them might not know, but most of them are. Now, the devil, if you can be his person,
mm-hmm.
but he will disgrace you along the way.
Along the way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's why you find being associated with scandal.
Mm.
He raped this, although he's married. That already should also show you. Those are fruits showing mm-hmm. forth.
And the worst part is that most people look at this this association to scandals and association to bad things, right? These mm-hmm. people look at it like they are just trying to tarnish the man of God's image. But the question is, if you live a righteous life, where will the bad people find you?
Mm.
So that they can have access to you to bring up a rumor like that.
Exactly. Of course, I understand that we're in a world where accusations can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But even see also how they handle those rumors, so-called rumors that come up.
Yeah.
You will see. An innocent person, you know, will handle it differently. For now, for some of them, they have so much pride.
Mm.
They show off money. They show off luxurious things. It's all about whatever happened to contentment and being humble.
Yeah.
Well, now you make a live video of you showing off money as a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what kind of character is that?
Mm.
So all the things, so you will know your eyes will be, but I think people are so blind, they just follow.
I don't think we are blind, I think we are desperate. Shouldn't we look at why we are going to the church in the first place?
Yeah.
Mm.
I agree.
I think that one of the key factors when it comes to us falling for things, right, is because we go to God in times of desperation. And what people don't understand is that at the end of the day, we can all find scriptures for every single thing that we are going through in our whole entire lives. But most people, or most fake prophets, or fake pastors, right? Mm-hmm. They take snippets, right? Snippets. They take a paragraph, a verse, but they don't tell the whole entire story.
Thank you.
And those little snippets are the ones that would say, someone would say that they were talking about a group of men were gathered, or a group of men and women were gathered around the woman, and they all took stones. They wanted to stone her because she's a prostitute. And then Jesus said, "Let he who does not have sin be the first one to cast a stone." So we must not cast stones onto people, or we can be whatever we want because God loves us. But then the thing is that prostitution is still bad.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like you are encouraging prostitution.
Exactly.
And you are choosing a Bible verse to back you up.
Mm.
But you don't go on to the part where she stopped prostitution.
Mm.
Because now she was anointed.
And she's bringing money in the church in the name of tithe.
Hey.
Offering.
Hey. We don't talk about that one because we only want to talk about that part.
Oh.
Hey. And I think that in times of desperation, we as human beings, we tend to overlook logic because we just want the pain to stop.
Exactly.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So now, can we say that let's not go to church out of desperation, but let's go to church out of want? I want to go to church. I would love to go to church. Not because I'm so desperate, I'm suffering, I need to go to church.
I love that question as well. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
It took me a whole year
Hosa.
To find the church where I am now.
Ne?
Yebo.
Just looking.
Because I stayed at home. When I gave my life to Christ, mm-hmm. it was a YouTube video of a particular sister who was explaining why we shouldn't do this, but with scriptures.
Mm.
Some of these things were things that I was told, but it was never backed up with scriptures, hence why I never believed them.
Yeah.
But now that, wait, you mean the Bible is saying this, this?
Mm-hmm.
I was convicted.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was looking for a church that believed what I believed, what I've come to know now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praying for a church.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see that one with, you know, remember, with those fruits of way to teach me further.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fellowship is very good because you strong, you make each other strong. Because let's say three woods are burning.
Mm-hmm.
You keep each other warm. The heat keeps, you know, the fire burning. But now when you remove one, it will be there, eventually get cold.
Yeah.
I kept praying, and it was close to a year that I finally found the church.
Mm-hmm.
But did I not get tired at some point? I felt like, aren't you hearing me, Lord? I need a church.
Mm-hmm.
So the lack of patience in a lot of us is what gets us into situations where we end up.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is sometimes you know that the pastor is doing things that are so wrong,
mm-hmm.
but you let that power, you know, to just walk away because you are scared they've now known you.
Mm-hmm.
What will they say if you walk away? They'll say you have backslidden. Mm-hmm. But when you haven't backslidden, you're just like, I cannot align with what's being taught here.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot associate myself with the things that are happening here.
Mm-hmm.
See? So the gut, the strength to actually walk away, a person doesn't have anymore. Or, wait, my spouse goes to this church.
Mm-hmm.
Kids here, my friends here. What are the people going to say if mm-hmm. I pull away? And men of God, we've put so much hype on mm-hmm. the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Not on.
Yeah.
We're focusing on men of God mm-hmm. and not God who actually created the men.
Yeah.
And then there's one thing one person said. Yes, he's a man of God, but before he's a man of God, he's a man.
Mm-hmm.
He is a man.
Mm-hmm.
A man who's prone to mistakes.
Ah.
A man who's prone to sin.
Mm-hmm.
A man who's prone to manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
So we forget that other part, the first part.
But are we going to church for the pastor, or are we going to church because of what the congregation believes in?
I think nowadays we're going to church to validate the things that we're doing. Because
mm-hmm.
now it has become come as you are and mean as you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer about come as you are and obviously don't go back to things.
Yeah.
With time, as you keep hearing the word,
mm-hmm.
emphasis is no more on the word.
Mm-hmm.
People go to church nowadays to dance away their problems
mm-hmm.
and feel like everything is fine and come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Church is supposed to be a sober place
mm-hmm.
where I reflect on the tension I had with my colleague at work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized, okay, hold up. That was wrong of me. I shouldn't have reacted like this.
Yeah.
I should come back to church and be sober and say, the way I answered my husband the other day,
having
it wrong.
Yeah.
My wife is supposed to be submissive to the husband.
Mm.
Of course, that's a topic for another day.
Yeah, because what's submission?
Exactly. Thank you. But is it being a doormat?
Because, whoa. Mm-hmm. Ha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. Or the other time I shouted at my child, I'm also supposed to, you know, in our culture, as parents, we don't say sorry to our kids. But as Christians, it's all about humility and humbling yourself and saying, okay, baby girl,
mm-hmm.
or my son, okay, mommy, the other day was really stressed out. And, mommy,
and I was not feeling well.
And wasn't well. And I shouted at you and I said this. Mm-hmm. I called you the name and I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Going to church is supposed to be, you really become sober and say, I need to go and apologize to my neighbor for saying what I said that time, for doing what I did, or for not keeping my word.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm reminded of, I'm owing the matrix $300 that I still haven't paid, and I need to make amends and say, okay, honestly, I've been ignoring you for a couple of months, and I'm really sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just don't have the money now. Can you, you know?
Can you forgive me for not having the money, and then also be patient and wait for the money?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Not ignore you, because listen, are you running away from, you know, there's one scripture that says the wicked borrow and don't pay back.
Nah. So we need to amplify that one. The wicked. You are wicked.
And you're wicked.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because, hey, that's the other one's bread.
Yeah.
So those are the things that we need to be spoken about, and then you come back and you reflect on your ways.
Mm-hmm.
Not to go to church and go dance your problem away. All those that hate you at your workplace,
mm-hmm.
they are what, I don't know, whatever the pastor is going to say, and you say amen. But you are the one that's...
You are the wicked one at work.
You are the one
that they classify as the witch.
Mm.
And then you think everybody else is so terrible to you.
And then you come to work with all your salt and your whatever.
We actually know I'm better. I could just salt and, oh, hey.
You know?
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. No. Guys.
My dear.
My dear.
And it's hatred.
Mm.
It's just sowing discord, hating one another. This thing of your mom is the one witching you, your cousin is the one responsible for your child's death. The reason why your marriage is not going right is because that sister of yours went to the witch. You know, and some of these things are blunted lies. It's just a complete lie. There's no truth in it. Those things, don't go to the village. They are slaughtering a chicken now. I was literally one day in church.
In your other church, in the other churches before you found home.
Yes. And in this particular church, there was this lady who, well-educated. Let me go to that part. Well-educated lady with a very good job. And the pastor, and all of a sudden, she's also an usher in that church. All of a sudden, all the other ushers, the pastor was talking and saying, right now, as we speak right now, it was New Year's Eve. They are slaughtering a chicken in your house for you not to succeed, blah, 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 something like that. And then she was now, I don't know what we call Mandela manifesting, and the other ushers were holding it. And then, you know, when I went back home, I thought about it, and I said, tomorrow she's going to call in maybe a cousin or someone in the house and say, did you guys slaughter a chicken last night? And I was like, yes, mommy slaughtered a chicken last night. And boom,
that's the cousin. Yeah, it's confirmed. But
it's
guys, we want to celebrate. Look, you sound very tired.
It's manipulation.
It is.
So these things, we need to wake up. People really need to wake up from such things.
But what would it say, right? What does it say about us that want the world to be filled with hatred? Because the problem, the thing that we are looking at here, ne, is all the telltale signs of what is good and what is bad, what to look out for and what to look for. Right? And let's say now we have put the slaughtered chicken on the table, right? You and I. And we have spoken about sowing hatred. So now we look out for congregations that are sowing hatred, right? And what does that say about us that believe in the hatred that is being sown?
It shows that our hearts are not clean.
Yeah.
Are filled with hatred and bitterness. And what happened to forgiveness? You see? It shows that our, you know, I feel like nowadays Christianity has been made to be, we're just a bunch of people walking around with wounds. And, you know, projecting our bitterness and hatred onto other people.
Yeah.
When all in all, what we need is help. Now, there's one thing that is overlooked. There are people with, and you know, mental health is a thing.
Mental health has been a thing. But within an African context, or let me say a Namibian context, or let me even go deeper and say in an Awambo context, because that is the only people I know, right? It is easier for you to be witched than to have a mental disorder.
Thank you.
So we would rather go to church for salvation than go to the doctor for our bipolar. And even when you are told about your bipolar, you don't believe it because you could never moss. And that is why you can go to church or you can go to a witch doctor and you are diagnosed with cancer. Cancer. And it's not even the cancer of you're going to die now. It's the cancer of, guys, we are stage one. We can beat this. Even the doctor is like, no, don't worry. Stage one, we usually, you go into remission. Then you feel like, why me? Right? Why me? Then you go to the witch doctor. The witch doctor gives you iwanga. Then you drink your iwanga. And you don't go to chemotherapy, you don't go to what, and then you die. Or you go to the pastor.
Yeah, people perish for lack of knowledge.
How? And you go to the pastor, and the pastor prays for this cancer. The spirit of cancer. Like, what the hell is a spirit of cancer, guys?
And some of them actually say, don't take your medication.
Exactly.
What is wrong? Because mm-hmm. he gave wisdom to the doctor.
Yeah. Because I feel like a lot of, especially the New Age Christians, I don't believe that it's the New Age Christians. I believe it is the Christians that went into the church because of desperation, out of getting out of their lively problems, right? They are the ones that go out there and evangelize lies. One day I'm in the hospital happy.
Yeah.
I'm in the hospital. First of all, I came from ICU. I went to high care and then I went, to central for kidney damage after, because now my body was in septic shock, blah, blah, blah. Then I had kidney damage, right? And then mm-hmm. I had to spend like 2 to 3 weeks in the hospital.
Yeah.
And then on Sundays, right, they allow church people to roam through the streets of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And then the church people, they came in. Now, they came in at that visiting hour and they want to pray for people, right? They want to lay their hands, they want to pray for mm-hmm. people. And my problem is that these are young kids that should be in school. These are young kids mm-hmm. that should have other entertainment. These are young kids, right? That should, it's okay to love God, but it's not okay when you center this person, when you center God at everything and you don't become anything else. Even though God gave you the talents and everything. Right? So now this young man asked me, oh, if I may ask, what's wrong with you? Then I said, no. I've got kidney damage.
Yeah.
Right? Kidney damage comes from when your body is infected with something and then your kidney can't handle it and then it becomes damaged to some degree. But if you know anything about biology, there are a lot of organs that heal themselves after proper care and time. And that is why I couldn't go to the hospital, because later on I was not doing anything in the hospital except taking blood tests and drinking my water.
Yeah.
Right? So this boy asks me, do you believe that we can pray the spirit of the kidney damage out? Like, I looked at him and I said, what is the spirit of kidney damage?
Mm.
Is this a spirit that comes all the time that, oh, today I've got kidney damage, tomorrow I don't have kidney damage.
Mm-mm-mm.
Next week I'm going to have kidney damage, tomorrow I'm not going to have kidney damage. Like, what do you mean? 90% of them don't understand life, and they don't understand the scripture, and they don't understand what they are doing.
Don't understand the scripture. Oh. Let's go there. Don't understand the scripture. You know,
for a person that didn't want to be here, you are bringing the sauce.
We are relying so much on prophecies.
Yes.
And pastor and pastor,
mm-hmm.
we're not reading the Bible for ourselves.
Yeah.
To understand things for ourselves.
Mm.
So that when you go out there and evangelize or mm-hmm. minister to people or want to offer help to people,
mm-hmm.
you have scriptures. Scriptures will be popping out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You read them every day.
Mm-hmm.
You make time to. So it will. You will just know. You know, there's one scripture that I love so much. It says, study mm-hmm. to show thyself.
Mm-hmm.
Approved unto God mm-hmm. and to men. That is to show yourself approved unto God, so that you may be used, you know, dividing the scripture
mm-hmm.
for the right occasion. You know which scripture to share at mm-hmm. this time
mm-hmm.
when they were talking about health. It will just automatically come up into your head because
mm-hmm.
you're reading it, and the Spirit is also helping you.
Mm.
So now when you're not reading the scriptures, you just rely on our pastor said, our
mm-hmm.
pastor said,
mm-hmm.
you'll be easily deceived.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be surprised that Jesus might actually say to people,
mm-hmm.
for instance, a Christian dies and says, no, but wait, I don't know you. And they'll be like, no, but I saved you. You saved your pastor.
Yes.
It was all about your pastor.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't even hear that still small voice when I kept telling you that this is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It was, do you know that if I am on air right now,
mm-hmm.
the matrix,
yeah,
and I insult Jesus right now,
mm-hmm.
Some people may get offended,
mm-hmm.
but they'll not call in to say,
why did you do that? Yeah.
But if I right now open my mouth and mention even one prophet or even five,
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. people are going to call in and say, she said this about my prophet. Mm-hmm. Why are we so quick to defend our prophet?
Yeah. And why do our prophets need defending?
Thank you. Why do they?
Yeah.
People be so angry. The person will hate you to the core mm-hmm. because the other side you said their prophet did this. But you're talking about truthful things mm-hmm. that the person did
mm-hmm.
or is doing.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays it's about my prophet, mm-hmm. my pastor, and you are there to guide them, to guard them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
spiritual really mother, spiritual father. What's that? Hey, what's that? Like, what is it?
Good question.
My
spiritual mother.
My spiritual mother, my spiritual father. Like, I can't.
Me neither.
Mm-hmm.
Me. That's what I'm telling you. It took me a year to find the church where I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And with time, I came to realize, yes. This is home. Because I'm being taught the word. I'm being taught to think for myself. My brain is not being taken and put aside for people to think for me. So I can rely on what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And go about just defending them and all that. No, that's wrong.
Because also, right? There are certain things that we'll never hear about you, Happy.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just, you know, when we are talking about, somebody came drunk to work.
Yeah.
You are not on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at all. Like, nobody will even put you there.
Mm-hmm. But, I like where you're going.
Yeah.
But, you might not know that I came from my house and I shouted at my son the other day because I was so stressed out.
Yeah.
And if you were to see this, you'd be like, Happy, you?
No, but that's the thing, right? When I hear this, it's not about morals and ethics. Mm-hmm. It is about a mother going through a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
For me, that is how I would see it. So I wouldn't put your Christianity to you shouting at your son, because also Christianity also says, spare the rod, what? About children.
Yes, don't spare the rod.
Don't spare the rod, you know? So sometimes with most, especially with us, the new parents, right? We're not beating our kids, guys. We are not beating our kids. We are shouting and we are reprimanding and we are trying our best.
Yeah.
So if you have shouted at your son, I would never look at it like, oh, come a woman of God. No, I would never, I would look at it like, motherhood. It happens.
Yeah.
But I would never pin you on drinking at work. I would not find a bottle of vodka and think that this is Happy's bottle of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
No. Because there are just some things that are just not for you because of the way you carry yourself and what you do in your life and who you are. Now, I don't understand how you are a man of God. You should have morals and ethics and principles. But you are being accused of child molestation. I don't. It's very far. Because, first of all, what are you doing in a room with somebody else's child, right?
Yeah.
Without the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Why would this child, right, be brought to you to be in a secluded area? Because nobody must now molest others in front of people.
Yeah.
Right? So everything that is around it, right, would also play a role, which are, like, but how can one get it right to make up an allegation of this nature?
Like that. And yeah. Where they smoke, there's fire.
Exactly. So if my pastor, for example, is allegedly stealing cars, but he is a bookkeeper by profession, bookkeeper or a librarian by profession, and then on Sundays he goes to church, I can't, like, instantly, the rumor would die out if you are living by the principles of your life.
Exactly. Exactly.
They would never, some rumors would never even pop up. Maybe we can say that the person burned the library, you know, book-related rumors. You know, but not car theft, hijacking.
I allow me to share a story, né?
Of course. Take your time, girl.
Okay. So there was this other lady and her husband was a pastor. I think he was titled prophet, was a pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady has some bold moves. But here's the story.
Uh-huh.
The husband is from abroad.
Mm-hmm.
He married her. They started a church. Okay, he had a church already in another country.
Mm-hmm.
But then here, the papers for the church had to go through her because, yeah, she's from here.
Yeah. Foreigners, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, this lady loved her husband.
Of course.
So you could see that those people who... And when I talk
even the way she's smiling at him. Mm, you're like, oh, she's so in love, shame.
No. She respects him so, so really. People could see, people around her could see that this man is manipulating her. But she didn't listen.
Mm.
Now, there was a young girl who stayed in her house. Very young girl.
Mm.
Probably 16, helping her with the kids.
Mm.
And one time, it was her niece. Mm-hmm. And one time, that young girl told her that the man was touching me inappropriately taking her hands to touch him inappropriately, to touch him on his private part.
Mm-hmm.
She was home alone.
Yeah.
And she, and the family was notified and what. Excuse me. The husband denied it.
Mm-hmm.
She stood by the husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, the pastor, why are they accusing? She felt like the family was against her,
mm-hmm.
her husband. And they were already, in the first place, not really forthcoming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Another time, there was also another young lady from mm-hmm. another country now, that other country, because the pastor would go from this country to that other country.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was this young girl who reached out to the wife and said, well, Papa,
mm-hmm.
Pastor, the other time did this funny advances towards me. And she confronted, of course, they discussed with the husband, and the husband denied, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she stood by the husband. She didn't believe that girl. She probably wanted to ruin her marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Years went by.
Mm-hmm.
And then she had a girl looking after her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful girl. They used to get along very well. Wonderful girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was one girl at church
mm-hmm.
who they took in. Actually, the pastor who asked or something like that.
Mm.
And
which, how can we bring that matriarch in? She's suffering and she sleeps on the street. Yeah, can we bring her in? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she's from our church, so...
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. Mm-hmm. She could always assist the other one with house chores.
Because, yes.
You know, kids.
Our kids, you know. Mm-hmm.
And all that, and cooking.
Mm.
Fine. So it turns out that they were causing the lady with her usual nanny
mm-hmm.
to be not so on good terms.
Okay.
And they used to pray together, and I remember they were friends.
Mm.
So it turns out that these two, they'll always be talking when the wife goes to work.
Mm-hmm.
The new girl that came in to help out, she'll always be with the pastor. They'll go places, da-da-da-da.
Mm.
And I come.
Side chick.
They were sleeping with each other.
Of course.
One time the lady was at work
mm-hmm.
and the man threatened to say no. And they're always very defensive.
Mm.
Threatened to say, no, I will leave, blah, 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 blah. And she said she almost got into an accident.
Mm.
And she drove to come home. When she was driving to come and beg the husband not to leave.
Mm.
And what happened? After time, actually gained some strength after time, and the Lord also helping me.
Mm.
And later realized and found out that these two were sleeping with each other.
Mm.
The boldness and the courage that lady took, she stood in front of the congregation and said, "Your pastor is fake."
My dear, ruin it all, my dear. How, guys?
Your pastor is fake because which man of God goes about cheating and this and this and this?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And later, other things were now starting to make sense.
Yeah.
How she was no longer friends with her best friend,
mm-hmm,
because of this pastor. How this and this. How she's not talking to Hugo because of this, her mm-hmm husband, pastor, and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
But she was so bold to stand in front of that congregation and say, "You know what? You are free to go look for another church where to congregate as the Spirit leads you."
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah,
the church is closing down.
Because me, I'm not gonna be affiliated to these things.
Yes.
And it's my name that is there, yeah, guys. No.
Thank you. The church is closing down.
Mm.
And there are some bold moves because it was me. And then it's like, I'll be crying and calling mm-hmm you for advice. And still going to church with my fake pastor husband.
Uh-huh. Because I can't.
Because you're scared of the humiliation.
Of course.
And this person just was bold to say, "Your pastor is fake. Mm-hmm. What he's been doing, there's been a lot of manipulation. And na-na-na. And mm-hmm the church is closing. Church closed." And she legit said, "I'm going to report you to the police. I'm going to report you for the things you're doing. So you're not going to operate so that you don't operate and manipulate other people in this country again."
Mm.
That's bold.
I know. That's bold. That's, you know, very that's bold. But then also one of the things that we must look at, right, when looking for a congregation or even being in bed with the leader of the congregation is mm how are our other relationships?
Ooh.
When I start being friends with Happy, does that mean I no longer have friends outside of Happy all of the sudden? Everybody becomes bad because when we talk about things Happy, you know, yeah, we talk a lot. We talk for a living, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in our years of talking, we actually also learn through this talking. And part of the things that we learn is what abuse looks like. And the first thing that an abuser does is isolate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the characteristics of isolation is not taking you from your house and taking you to the village and you are isolated. No. Isolation can come in so many ways. Isolation comes in ways of, I'm going to destroy the relationship with your mother so that you no longer mm-hmm have a mother. I'm going to destroy your relationship with your cousins because so that you don't have a cousin anymore. I'm going to destroy every single relationship that is outside of me and you so that the only person that you have is me. Because also, the auntie that is asking about the chicken, right? The only person that can be told wholeheartedly that, yes, we cooked chicken yesterday
mm-hmm
is a person that we assume is for us. It's a person that we have a good relationship with. Because if Happy is just calling me and I don't know Happy like that and she asks me about chicken, I'll be like, why are you asking? You know, because
it.
But the fact that I can tell you what we cooked for dinner last night, right? Means that you are part of the clan. And that means I'm now destroying relationships outside of the church. Relationships, yes. I'm manipulating you into breaking up with other people that can see me for what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are the ones that are going to say, "Mara, matriarch, this Habibi of yours, yeah? He has short eyes, man. I saw him checking Nangula." Because this is a person that's for you, right? But
and most times you think, those guys are after my marriage.
But I know. Okay, let me ask you. Kucha, why will somebody be after your marriage?
My cousin is not happy for me. She didn't get married, so.
Why wouldn't she be happy for you?
Mm.
But because you are who?
And that's what the. The person who is isolating and manipulating you, telling you
that
they're just jealous of you.
Okay, Okay, but why would they be jealous of you?
Exactly. And he is also right into what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, with the story I just said now.
Yeah.
Why would a 16-year-old lie, tell such a lie to say, this man is making me touch his private parts when you're not around? Why would...
Hey, what does she benefit?
Tell, like, yeah, you know? But at least for her, after all this, she said she went back and called up that cousin and said,
I'm sorry.
I didn't believe you.
Yeah.
She looked for the number of the other lady in another country and said, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. And now she got more information.
My dear, she's bold.
She's bold. And there was a time, but I do remember maybe 3 years ago,
mm-hmm.
where she shared a dream with me.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you know what? I had a dream that my husband is cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And before I could even open my mouth to say anything, she said, but you know my dreams are dreams.
What do you mean dreams are dreams? You're a woman of God.
Exactly. So what am I trying to say? The signs would be there.
Yeah. Into wishing.
With intuition. We just mm-hmm. ignore
mm-hmm.
them.
Yeah. And most some people are even better because God comes in 3D, in visuals. Eh? Which I could dream about it, sis. And you're still like, no. Dreams are just dreams. Eh? But okay, Happy, let me call you back in a few minutes so that we can wrap it up.
Okay, dear.
All right, darling.
Tired of being stuck in queues or left on hold? Our online sign-up lets you get the connection you need in just a few minutes. Simply head to paratus.africa/Namibia and press the online sign-up button. Then choose from our exciting ranges of fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE products. Fill in the application form and you're already done. Of course, you'll also enjoy free installation on your new package. Sign up online today to enjoy effortless connectivity.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards, and with one tap of the...
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Happy Juju, please. Eh? My dear. Because do you understand now why I feel, right, that this is a question that is so relevant? That many people have, but unfortunately, like, imagine asking your pastor if this is the right church. and your pastor is not the pastor. It's a difficult one.
Do not touch the Lord's anointed. They put fear in you. If you dare speak about the pastor, God will strike you.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, God is just violent or what? That one will stick with me forever. I don't know, man. Like, is God violent or what?
No, but
this?
Wait. Is he really God's anointed? Is he counted among the anointed?
Like, shoshashangwa penya horike.
It is there, actually. Mm-hmm. Just abuse it.
Aha.
Are they really the Lord's anointed? Because he's saying, do not touch my anointed. Do my prophets no harm.
Mm-hmm.
But are you the Lord's prophet or are you the opposite? Maybe the devil's prophet.
Coming through. There was this man. That is a herbalist, right? And this man was telling me about how many pastors, right, come to him and what they want that he can't help with. Because he says that he's a light worker. So what he does is he heals with traditional medicines. It's not that he heals with traditional medicines in a way that it is spiritual and he believes in God and all of this. But then the pastors that come there, they are asking for, I want more people in my congregation, eh? And I want this, and I want that, and I want this. But my question is, like, if you are the anointed, shouldn't you just ask God direct?
Do you need Satan to do God's business?
And it's not that this person is Satan. It's not that the herbalist is Satan, eh? But, but why are you going to the herbalist ukakongi wang?
This herbalist has their gift because, you know, we have to differentiate between the two. There are some people who are gifted.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gift whereby, for some people, they can see, they know which tree will help which cure which one.
Because there is the witch doctor. The witch doctor is really just dealing with witchcraft things.
Mm.
Yeah? And then there's umpank. Yeah.
Now we have mixed the two. We don't even want.
Yeah.
The herbalist is someone who says omadimba.
Ehe.
Okatundungu.
Ehe.
Heal a cough.
Yeah.
But now we have.
It's bad.
Yes, we call it witchcraft. But it's not. Mm. Back then, shama uneshikisha tuturua kambia komadimba. I don't know how to explain
it. No, I get it. Everybody gets it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So.
Just like lavender helps with anxiety, you know, but because it's a black man or because it's that person, right? Mm-hmm. It's witchcraft, that one. You must just believe in the Bible also.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So now, then they probably thought this person, because he has that gift of knowing what herb to use, treat what, they probably mistaken him to say.
He works with demons.
Yes, I can go get powers to bring more people to Christ, to church. And that shows you that they are not bringing people to Christ. They are bringing people to church.
To church, because the bigger the congregation, the bigger the money that comes from Ongaro.
Exactly. So they don't care about the people's salvation.
Mm.
They don't care about people living right and stopping the ugly lifestyles of killing people, of lying about people, of, you know, they don't care about that, as long as they are bringing in the money.
But how will you know now if you are in the church and you are brainwashed? How will you know?
For some, I think it depends also on levels, how deep the person has gotten in already. The only solution I could say here is go and pray about it. Ask if where you are is the right place. However it looks like it's the right place, pray about it. And keep on praying about it. You know, some prayers take long to be answered. Sometimes we get tired. And some prayers, you can pray to them.
And then tomorrow, my dear.
And I specifically love that scripture that says, while they are still speaking, the word did not even come out of your mouth. You just...
It's done.
Lying on the bed and it's like, and you're like,
oh, I'm so tired. I wish I could get a massage. And then boom.
Damn.
Shove it working. You've been gifted with it. And you're like, Lord, I didn't even pray about this.
You know, I just said it to myself, but like, Gama, you've been faithful. You deserve this.
So things like that. So patience, it requires also patience and consistently praying, asking.
Mm. And also, there's a difference between asking and begging, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, God doesn't like beggars.
We are to pray.
Guys, please, Lord, please. I know sometimes you don't know what to do, but God doesn't like that, guys. It's the begging. Because when you beg, it is an indication that you don't trust. It is an indication that you don't trust your maker, and then you don't have faith. So even when you are asking, you're not asking from a place of faith. You're asking from a place of need and desperation. And everything that comes in front of you, you're going to fall for, because you won't even wait for the signal that this is the answered prayer. That is why you pray for a man. You pray to get married. Then this korokoshi person comes. And then you know that this person doesn't even go to church. This person doesn't like God like that. This person is flames. Eh? But you want to say that this is the person that God gave me.
Ooh.
You can say that this one is flames, guys. But because you prayed, yesterday, not even you prayed, but because you begged yesterday, and the devil saw a loophole.
Thank you.
And he went into that loophole, because the loophole was not created by God. The loophole comes from you, because you lack faith and you lack patience, and you are coming from a place of desperation. Now, everything that comes in front of you, right? You assume that this is it, but God keeps saying, Kucha. God starts indicating all the red flags within this person in the first month.
Yes.
You when nah, you close your eyes. Kucha, if you're going to keep showing me, I'm going to close my eyes so I don't see.
And like I said, the signs will be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's later when you're in it, and then you say, but the signs were there. I just ignored them.
And I think that one thing that we must do as people, right, is take accountability. Because we are living, right? You know, I believe that the people that cry at church, that cry at church, especially if they are relatively new, I believe that they cry because they have no idea what to do.
Mm.
And now they are overwhelmed by the love, by the spirit, but by what they assume to be the love and the spirit and the togetherness. And that is why they cry. And in this crying, this is where there are loopholes. There are so many loopholes that we invite as people, and we don't take accountability, right, for our portion of things, and forgive ourselves for those parts that we did not see, that we chose not to see, the ones that we ignored. We don't forgive ourselves. We go to church, we go and cry, and we ask God, to change other people. To look at other people, to heal you from your broken heart. But there's no sense of accountability, and that is why you are crying. But if you went there without being desperate, if you went there without needing redemption so badly, you could have taken accountability, and you could have been at peace with the fact that something happened. It is what it is. And there's a lot of, it's not everything that hurts you, right?
Yeah.
That is necessarily a mistake. Because we can all say like, oh my goodness, I can go to church and be crying like, yeah, I'm not together anymore with the father of my son, and I feel so bad and what, right? But we don't look at the fact that
it end. It's over. But yeah. Can you see this beautiful boy, please?
Mm.
Eh? Can you see this masterpiece, please?
We don't forgive ourselves. That's
we
the point
we don't.
I think that's a whole show that you need to do on.
My dear, I have been preaching that one. I preach. We need to forgive ourselves. That is why I'm saying that before you go to church, right? Before you go to church, before you go to the psychologist, before you go anywhere, sit within yourself and forgive yourselves for the things you saw and pretended not to see. Mm-hmm. For the things that you knew and pretended not to know. For the things that you didn't really know. For the things that you didn't really see. For being at the wrong place at the wrong time. For being at the right place at the right time. For being at the right place at the wrong time and vice versa. Forgive yourself for any hand you had to play within whatever pain you are going through. And then, right? You take the call of, you know what? So tomorrow I'm going to go to church. I'm going to go to church, but after I have forgiven myself for things that I accept and acknowledge. Now, if you are not accepting and acknowledging anything, you go to church there and you are crying because people hurt you. But at the end of the day, right? Let's go back to what type of rumors are there? Okay, what type of rumors are following the pastor?
Ooh.
Right? What type of rumors are following the pastor? Because there are just some rumors, ne? That can't follow the pastor if he's living in a specific way. Like I said, if we are having alcohol here at work, I come to work at 9 o'clock and I find a bottle of vodka on the table. I will not assume it is Happy Juju's bottle. Why? Because I cannot associate Happy with alcohol. Why? Because of the way that she lives. So at the end of the day, right? You are crying that men just leave you. But the common denominator between these men is you. You are the common denominator, ma'am. You are the one that has been with all of them. They haven't been with each other. It's not a conspiracy theory. Kuche, you know what? We're going to date this girl. Mm-hmm. After 2 years, we're going to dump her for someone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. They don't know each other. One is from Tinsabes, one is from Kavango, one is from Katima, one is from Windhoek, one is from Luderitz, and the other one is from the coast.
Yeah.
Eh. So the common denominator is you. So there must be something that you and now you are doing.
I agree. Now before you let me go,
mm-hmm.
I need you to help me or to say,
mm-hmm.
this is the matriarch, the cake, the cherry on top of the cake, and the whole cake, the tab.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something serious.
Because even when today I was listening, I had to.
Yeah, the what? You're like, the cake also. Yes. Okay, so I'll say that at the end of our conversation. You still have like 10 minutes. Tungongeko now. Ne? I know you're tired now. 1 hour, 30 minutes, the whole show. Life lessons.
2 hours.
My dear, eh? Unexpected. So, when we are looking at congregations, let me just summarize in short, ne, everything that we had looked for. And if we want to add anything, we can now add and then we can allow the floor to be open. So basically, what you are saying for the young aspiring Christian out there, is basically to trust your gut feeling and listen to it. Your intuition, right? Your intuition is essential because you listen to your intuition when your intuition tells you, don't go through alleys. You don't go through alleys. But yet, you don't want to use that same intuition to church.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And then we ignore many things. And it's not right for us to ignore many things because we have to protect ourselves.
Yes.
We have to look out for ourselves. You know, the one thing I don't like about us human beings is that we want people to love us unconditionally. I said that there's no such thing as unconditionally. Okay. It's only that the conditions, right, are doable and bearable, that we don't look at it as conditional. But at the end of the day, I only love you as long as you are the person that I fell in love with.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because if I was mean to you, would you still love me the same way you love me now?
Mm.
No.
No.
Meaning that this love is conditional. We must accept that this love is conditional. It's only that we don't see the condition of it because the conditions are beautiful.
Yeah.
We don't see it.
Okay.
Because that's why we break up.
Yeah.
When the breach of conditions comes in. We break up when somebody is no longer being monogamous in a monogamous relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We chose monogamy, Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and now you're no longer monogamous.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we can't be together.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. We break up when you hurt me. Because our love was not supposed to hurt. You know? A wise woman once told me that the person you divorce is not the person you married.
Whoa. But that's true.
Two different people. The person you married loved you. The person you are divorcing hates you. Two different people. The person that you're divorcing has no intention of making anything easy for you. And that's why they say that divorce is a battle. It's easy to go in, but it's hard to get out. Why is it hard to get out? Because there's love lost.
And so much tension.
For nothing. Because if love was unconditional, we would still love each other through divorce. I only love you as long as you are the person that I want to be with. So that is why you can find somebody that I'm going to cheat on you because you gained weight ever since you had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that the condition was you maintain the same body in order for me to be attracted to you.
Yeah.
It is by condition. But nobody wants to hear that one because that one hurts feelings. Nobody wants to hear that one. Mm-hmm. Because then we are further from God. Because God loves unconditionally. Because look at us.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
We're so bad.
Mm.
Eh, we're so bad. Like, your kids. Your kids, God. Like, woo. Like, I don't know, man. I don't know what you're doing wrong, but they're by your kids. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he's still there. And that's unconditional. And that, exactly. And that is part of the principles, right? That people that suffer in relationships and suffer in places in their lives, right? They try and live by that condition. But the difference between them and God is that God is not suffering because you guys are doing things here.
Mm-hmm.
God is not having high blood pressure because his kids are roaming the streets at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
No. God is not in ICU because he had a heart attack. God is not in the hospital because he was beaten and broken bones. That's not his reality. But yet, this is our reality and we are putting up with so many bad things, right? in the name of I love unconditionally. But truth is, we can't love unconditionally. The best thing we can do is love, because that was the only commandment that we were given after the commandments and everything. That's the only commandment, yeah? In John. Nenge? It's John. Uh-huh. It was love, guys. Like, just do your best. He didn't say love unconditionally and love conditionally. He didn't say anything about the conditions. He just said love. It was now Corinthians that comes up with the ways in how to love.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Lovely.
Yeah. But these things, they come when you are the person that I'm supposed to love, and I am the person that you're supposed to love, then we can love each other unconditionally, because we picked each other according to what we both wanted at the time.
Okay.
This falls out when somebody breaches it.
Never actually thought of it like that, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's some deep stuff out here. And we soothe ourselves with the word, right? But I think we soothe ourselves with the word in ways that don't really serve us too well. Because we filter. Because we are going to church for out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
We are not at peace. You are lucky because you took time. Even though you were praying, even though you were begging and crying, I need a church, you know? Yes. Even though, right? Even though that was there, you are better. Because you were in need, ne, of companionship in Christ.
Thank you.
Yes, companionship in Christ, because you were not going to church to go and be saved by someone. You're not going to go to church to be what by someone, the papa and the what become usher or whatever. That was not the plan. The plan was fellowship, togetherness, Christianity, church.
Somebody to go lay hands on you and
so you can shake better. And to dance. Now everybody has Pilates bodies in the church because it's just extramural activities, that one.
I'm wondering what's the difference between this. And people are twerking in church.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the difference?
Twerk for God.
Club?
Is God a daddy? Uncle B.
And ladies are very provoking men.
Because we're in the rancho canamos.
Someone is coming to church battling the spirit of lust.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you are in church with your miniskirt there, dancing and whatnot, and causing this poor man to be lusting after in church. It's wrong.
It is. And then you get into a relationship with this man. And then this man, right? He does what people that are lusting do. He just gets what he wants and then he's done with it. And then it leaves you feeling hollow and empty. And then you think that the people in that congregation are fake.
Yeah, no.
How? See.
Sure.
It's deep, ne?
Very.
It's very, very deep.
But these are conversations that are needed, and especially at this point.
Yeah.
At this time.
Because we can't have a mushrooming of churches, but we can't have awareness on what to look for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the churches are just popping up, left, right, and center. Every second place is a church. We are gullible because we are desperate. We are desperate because we don't take accountability. Like, my life is just so bad. But if you acknowledge your portions, and acknowledging your portions is not just picking out the parts where you were wrong, because in some cases, ne, you did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But you must acknowledge that you are also not an island. Some things are generational. Some things are matriarchal systems. Some things are a plague that is within your bloodline. You know? Some things are behavioral patterns. Because if you know, if you come from a two-parent household where people respect one another, right? It'll be very easy for you to respect your partner. Because you grew up seeing it. Monkey see, monkey do. Mm-hmm. But if you come from a place where everybody has to do things for themselves, right? It can't all be on you also. It's deep out here. Don't know, Mayor?
Give me a minute.
Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what church to go to and how to know which one is a scam. So part of the conversations that we've had today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is also knowing that, okay, so understand things, understand holy water, understand holy oil, or understand the anointed oil, understand where it comes from, ask questions of relevance when it comes to what is being put on you and what is being taken out of you.
And why are people so in a rush to lay hands on you?
Hey.
Somebody can pray for me while I'm in Namibia.
Okay, please hold the line.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and
good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our first half of Pulling Heartstrings. We are joined by Happy Juju, and we are finally wrapping up the conversation. So I hope that you guys have heard our opinions, guys. These are our opinions and our thoughts and our experiences. Any last words, madam?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I was actually just right now reflecting to say, I hope we did justice to the people this evening. Conversations like this are really needed.
Mm-hmm.
And whether it's one or two people that will really go and reflect and say, wait, but this is wrong. But this is not right. I don't think I should be here. I don't think my pastor should be accused of such things. You know, where there is smoke, there is fire. So I sure hope, I'm just hoping that to the listeners, they've picked out something that they can actually reflect on and say, really, this is not right and I need to take action about it. And they have to be bold.
Yeah.
Now, there's one thing about knowing the truth. But another thing also of knowing the truth and doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be accomplices.
It's that one.
My friend. But you are just, you keep on continuing going to that church. With a pastor who's sitting with your friend. What message, is he preaching that is now convicting you?
Yeah.
Because you're just...
How is he feeding you?
So, yeah. I'm glad you actually called me up.
Why are there so many women in churches, Happy?
Well, we women, we are more sensitive to the things of God nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like men have left the things of the Lord and are busy with other things. But then again, women are also very gullible. So then again, women are very gullible. They go to church out of desperation of many different things. And some of them also, it's not genuinely because they are looking for the Lord. Some of them just want solution to their problems. Give me a solution. Give me a miracle. Let me go my way.
And also, the other day I was doing a conversation about why people go to church, right? And number five on the list of why people go to church was that people go to church out of routine.
Oh, that's true.
Like,
that's true.
I was like, what? So, what you mean is out of routine? They go, they hear nothing, they just go to church because every Sunday is for church. Sundays is for church.
Yes. And it has to get to that point where you have a relationship with God. In the matrix, I mean, a point where you yourself as a person that goes to church or as a Christian, you will know you are convicted within yourself that I am not a hypocrite. And what a hypocrite I mean is, you know, if you being a hypocrite is when you are doing, you know these things that you're doing, you're not supposed to be doing them, but you're doing them. But you're painting a picture of being holy, or being a child of God. I'm talking about falling, okay, you fell into sin and then you went to a close friend or a pastor or somebody and confessed to say, you know what, I fell into this, help me, I'm struggling with this. It's another thing. I'm talking about where you are living double life. You're being hypocritical. So now you get, you need to have a relationship with God where you are, where you come before him and you acknowledge to him that, Lord, I'm struggling with lust. Lord, you know, I'm so angry with my husband right now. What he did the other day, I'm so angry. And I need you to help me. I'm struggling with unforgiveness towards my cousin. That other thing that I went 10 years ago, I'm still struggling with it. You know, where you are really... Because what's the point of hiding things from him when he can see? Every action that we do.
And then maybe also, right? Because I'm a firm believer in conversations, right? I'm a firm believer in let's talk about it. Because I believe in let's talk about it because there is something magical, né, that happens when the your mouth and your ears meet your voice. When you speak, right? Your ears can also hear it. Because when you think, right, your ears can't hear nothing. Because that's internal. Sometimes you have to say it out loud in order for you to hear how it sounds out loud, in order for you to find the reason and the solution and the appraisal and whatever you need from hearing it.
Exactly.
So sometimes you have to pray and say, Kucha, Lord, you remember, ne, that other cousin that I said that I forgive? To be honest, ne, I did not forgive her, man. You see? So when you say that, it also just triggers something within you, ne, that also allows peace. Kucha, I know that I didn't forgive her. You know? And when you know something, right? I always tell my listeners this, right? That it's easier to fight something that you know than fighting something that you don't know. Because even right now, there are people that are in the hospital that have COVID, but it's not on the news. It's not on, it's not televised. It's not scary anymore. Because now we know exactly what we need to do. Fine, we isolate, we give vitamins, we let them sit in the sun, and they'll be fine. because we know what we're dealing with. But ask us about COVID in 2020? I know. We had no idea. You understand? So if we know what we are dealing with, right, then it will be easier for us to fight. Now you know that you are. There's a sense of peace that comes with knowing your problem. You're like, okay, yeah. I know that the reason that I am looking at Nangula like that is because I actually didn't forgive her for what she did to me 10 years ago. So I can see on my own face, ne, that I am unwelcoming towards Nangula. So I am a Christian and I want to be kind. So what am I going to do? I am going to change my facial expression so that I can be accommodating to her. Eh? Because she has asked for forgiveness. I didn't forgive her yet. Maybe I will learn to forgive her. But if I can regulate myself, right, then maybe it can flow concurrently. Maybe it can flow together.
And sometimes also, reaching out to Nangula and saying, you know what, Nangula, I know you reached out for forgiveness, but I found it so hard, or I still find it so hard.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that Nangula now knows, and you have spoken out, your actions towards her
will not come as a surprise, and they will also change. You're correct.
Yeah.
So Nangula is not going to be at your house every day because she knows what you feel towards her.
She's going to help you.
Yeah.
Without you even not actually knowing, in that clip, she will help you now eventually get over the, or eventually get to a point where you're forgiven it.
Yeah, where what she did no longer bothers you.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've got chills all over my body, girl.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, like woo, the Holy Spirit's in the house tonight.
So, I need to go to my baby now.
Nay, you need to go. Girl, say hi to those babies. God bless you. Thank you so much for accommodating our conversations. It's always a pleasure to have you here. And I think that, I think that you have single-handedly, right, being honest and also accommodative to not, to, like, because Christians, to be honest, ne, Christians are the worst. Like me, yeah. I can't, eh? Mm-hmm. But with you, I can. Because yours is genuine, eh? Because, Christians, ne? They have this tendency of being judgmental and being defensive and being and being and being. They don't allow space for us, the outsiders, ne? To come forward and also be comfortable.
I think we forget that, don't just evangelize through preaching the word, but also through actions.
Yeah.
Through loving people, through being polite to people, through listening to people.
And being kind, Vakwetu. And not judging. How, guys? How can you be like that? Like, how can I not be like this? I'm living in sin. And what do you expect a person that's living in sin to be like? Well, she really, like, hey, how can you judge a person that's living in sin, guys?
Funny.
Hey, why don't you just feel sorry for me? No, you are. I remember the other day you were talking about, when I became recently born again, I used to go into the toilets of Venil and cry about how the girls are wearing indecent clothes.
I would really do that. Like, I'll be so heartbroken. It still breaks my heart,
man,
but not...
It's not like that anymore. Now it's like, oh, I know you are.
It's just like, oh, my goodness. I would... And people won't know it, and I will be there, like, crying, look, how did...
I can see the nipple. God, please forgive them.
One time I was in a camp.
Yeah.
And there was this girl. She's light skinned.
Yeah.
And I don't know, she was wearing a shorty, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And about this way out.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, there are certain things that you know, okay, this one I can say this, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
This one I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And
then I placed my hand on her lap and I said, "Sweetheart, you're so beautiful, but why are you not covering this up, you know?"
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a girl and I'm looking at you like, you're beautiful.
How many
men are looking at you and like,
like, wow, this is nice.
As women, we hate that. See. But sometimes we draw these people to see.
Like, why can't they just allow me to be who? Ha, see. What did she say?
The one looking at me. She's walking on the table. And people are like, see.
Why did the girl say happy?
No, she was just very kind. She was like, okay. I'm trying not to wake up my people.
You're American. She just said okay, because she knows there's no winning with you. If she starts, you will win with scripture.
My dear.
And she was very kind. Like, okay, I'll cover it up, okay.
When I was looking at your live read, your live this morning, and I had to repeat that part, and I was telling my colleague, and I was saying, one of the interns,
mm-hmm.
you see the matriarch, and you're talking about something serious, and then she still laughs.
Is it that humor? Like, but inside deeply, you are also laughing. Ha! Huh? Me, I'm the disrespectful child of Eagle FM, guys. You think it, me, I say it with my mouth, with words.
I can't believe I spent time here, like.
I can't believe I didn't come to work. You should see Jax and Helen every time they start packaging the playbacks or packaging the podcast, ne? You just hear, kucha, my dear, I just saw it's three. I just heard you saying, okay, good night. I was like, ah. Like, did I finish the show?
You mean I was here the whole 2 hours?
Oh, my goodness.
Ow.
Kucha, no mind, guys. Like, you spend 1 hour 45 minutes. Thank you so much.
How did I get here?
Even got out of bed, drank water. Went and found a spot where you can laugh nicely.
You guys, you see what the network is doing to me?
How did I get here? So, I am the creme de la creme, the ultimate drip, the cherry on top, the icing on the cake, the whole cake. I'm the table where the cake is chilling, and I'm definitely the tiles where the table, the cake, the icing, and the cherry on top are chilling. How about that? What's
that?
Wana kuitanga nkero? Eheno. Ndi kuhore azeno kapereki?
Me too.
Uh-huh. Have a good night, and thank you so much for accommodating us within your religion.
Listen to this.
What's that? She see what?
Bye.
Bye, my darling. Say hi to the minions.
Okay, cool.
Ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about how will I know what church to go to and which one is a scam? How will I know? Now, fortunately for us, we have an in-house expert here at Eagle FM. We have an in-house expert that can at least tell you the do's and the don'ts, but it is all entirely up to you. I'm not instigating anything, and this is not by gunpoint. This is a you decision, right? This is all on you, but I would like to believe that we are assistants
I would like to believe that we are first aid. I would like to believe that we are hospitalization. I would like to believe we are doctor, comrade, right? When it comes to certain things. And part of the things is helping you help us navigate through life. And that is exactly why we are here. So the number in studio is 083-288-401 in case you have a few questions, in case you would like to add or to contribute to our conversations, in case you would want to say hi even, because it's a Friday. But we are talking about why. Which church should I go to? What should I look for? And how will I know if somebody is a scam? Now, there's this show called Fake Pastors What? And on this show, right, it is about exposing fake pastors. They are not against your religion. They are not against God. They are not against any of that, right? But it is more about opening the eyes of those that are incapable of seeing things for what they are for now. Because many of us go to church because of various reasons. And part of the reasons, or part and parcel of some of the reasons of some people, is out of desperation. Now, life in itself is a difficult journey. There's nobody that is here on earth that can tell me, nah, life is easy. It has been easy since the day I'm born until the day I die. It has been easy. Nobody can ever say that. We have all had heartbreak. We have all had misfortune. We have all had ungodly circumstances. We have all had the works, all the emotions. We have experienced them throughout our entire lives. There are little things that we regret. There are big things that we regret. There's what. It is a whole cycle. Right? When we talk about life and we talk about church and we talk about being here, we can't say that this is necessarily easy. We can't say that this is a walk in the park. But we can say that where we are going to go, it must be safe. I'm worried about our safety. I'm worried about our safety in terms of the streets, in terms of churches, in terms of homes, in terms of relationships, in terms of work, in terms of... I'm concerned about our safety. And part of the safety concerns that I have today is your spiritual and your spiritual safety. How many of you guys can really honestly say that I'm spiritually safe and I am biblically safe and I am churchly safe? How many of us can say this and truly mean it and truly be in it? Now, we said that read up about the holy water, guys. Read up about the holy water. Read up about the holy oil or the oil. And also, if you are in a church, if you are in a church and the leader of your church is constantly, or not even constantly, is followed by rumors that should not be in his proximity or in her proximity, right? Then this is something to evaluate. I understand that we go back and then we say that no, but the people are gossiping against the man of God, the people are gossiping against the woman of God, the people are saying this is an evil spirit, this is a demon, this is a what. But at the end of the day, right, we have to analyze things. We have to be critical. We are so quick to protect people, but we are not quick enough to protect ourselves. We expose ourselves. We leave ourselves at the front line of danger all the time while we are protecting others. Does this mean that you don't love yourself? Do you not love yourself enough to make appropriate decisions concerning you and your faith? Do you not love yourself enough to do research on a product that is going to be a very big part of your life? Ladies and gentlemen, if we have reckless behavior, if we have reckless tendencies, for example, if you are one of those people that go into a shop and you see a pretty picture and then you take that product and start using it on your face, then you're reckless. You're reckless because you have not done your research about this product. But yet you are putting it on something that is so delicate. Your ID. Your face. You find people that have bleached when they are younger, and now when they are older, they have a skin pigmentation and they have dark spots and they have peeling skin and they have all of this. But that all comes from a sense of negligence and lack of self-love. It's not to say, I'm not bashing you. I'm just saying, be honest about it. And be honest about the research that we do, because you find people that stand in the shop. When somebody says, let's go shopping, or I'm going shopping, they go with a paper and a pen and a trolley and their money, of course. And they stand in that shop, especially with new products, right? They stand in that shop and they read ingredients. They read and they check. And then they also go on to, they want to know what they are putting in their bodies, on their bodies, around their bodies, to their kids. They want to know everything about this. And that is somebody that is cautious, right? Cautious and conscious about being cautious. But yet, this does not apply to us when we are choosing congregations. We don't even consider it. We don't even look at it like, nah, it's all good. Like, no, I'll just go into this one, because, you know, it feels like, right? But ask yourself the feeling. What type of feeling are you really getting? Because look at intuition, right? They say trust your gut feeling. Your gut feeling, right, might give you butterflies. And you think like, oh my goodness, when I just got into the congregation, I just got butterflies. And then you misread butterflies. Why are you misreading butterflies? The only reason we misread butterflies, right, is because of desperation. If you are in a situation and you get butterflies, right, you will know how to read it. If your mother is coming home now, or is supposed to be coming home now, and you think that there are still 20 minutes, and you are still watching TV, and when you turn around like this, your mother is standing in front of you, looking at you, what feeling do you get? You get butterflies, Moss. But you don't want to call those butterflies. You call that fear. But yet, that feeling that you got when your mother, when you turned around and saw your mother, and that the feeling that you got when you walked into the church, it's the same. So now my question would be, why are you misdiagnosing? Because we all know that butterflies, right, is anxiety. Anxiety is bad. So my question is, if you are apparently getting butterflies because you need to go and see someone, you are scared. You are scared. But apparently you call it butterflies. Like, oh, before I saw my man, I had butterflies. You know, even when he came from there, I had butterflies. Why do you have butterflies? Could it be an indicator that maybe you're not safe here? I had butterflies, but the butterflies, right, are the same butterflies that you had just before the car accident. The butterflies are the same thing you had just before they went and cut you wrongly. The butterflies are the same emotion that you had before something bad happened, but yet you have butterflies when you go into a church, and then you want to associate those same butterflies that have been showing you flames, right? Your whole entire life. Now you want to misdiagnose these butterflies and make them seem like it was just a great feeling. No. We are misdiagnosing things. But we are misdiagnosing things because we want to see what we want to see. We want to be what we want to be, and we want to be where we want to be. Even if that place is no good for us. Because if you can see your testimonies of that other time that you went to that other church and you said that this is the best thing that ever happened to you, and this other church that you now go to and this is the best thing that ever happened to you. It's the same person with the same expression of two different things. One is bad and one is good. But it's the same emotion. We're misdiagnosing. We're overlooking. We are not analyzing. We are not looking at things the way they are. But can we get out of being desperate first? Can we just survive ourselves first? Before you commit to church. I know that sometimes, right? Not even sometimes. Let me tell you that part of the reasons that people go to church is to seek comfort. I'm not talking about camaraderie. I'm not talking about fellowship. I'm talking about comfort. Church is like a hug from God. Because in the world that we are living in, sometimes the only person that you need a hug from is God himself. And unfortunately, he's not some guy you can call and say, "Oh, can I make an appointment for Tuesday? Can I come and get a 20-minute hug?" It's not like that. So we go to the places that are assumed to be nearest to him, where he should definitely be. And that's where we go and get the hug. Let's not go there first. How about we sort ourselves out and then we go to God, ne? Because also there's a scripture that says, come as you are. Come as you are, come as you are, come as you are. And this is rightfully so, right? Because the church, right? The church and the religion in itself is not for perfect people. Because God loves sinners, right? God loves sinners because at least them, ne? They are not acting righteous and they are not acting what? He's not, if we were not sinners, ne? Then he would not be in existence. He's here to assist us, right? He's here to assist us and help us get through it. Because he knows that life in itself, ne, is a jungle that he needs to be a part of our lives. Otherwise we'll go cuckoos, like for Cocoa Pops. But before you go and fall prey, before you take yourself to the lion's den, sis, brother, before you do that, right? Sit within yourself and pray. Pray to be shown. Pray to be taken. Pray to accidentally stumble upon it. Acknowledge the fact that right now I'm vulnerable. Protect yourself. If you know that you are vulnerable, right? Then the likelihood of you not wanting somebody to touch your broken arm, right? That's not in a cast yet, is very high. So what you're going to be doing is try and protect it, right? That is how you should protect yourself. Which are, I'm vulnerable. I want to go to church and I'm going to go to church, right? I'm going to try out this church because I really want to go to church. Ne? But I'm vulnerable. So I'm going to protect myself and go back home and analyze where I just was at. Now you are going to a church where people are falling or where people are not even having a sense of emotion at all because The lack of movement and the lack of interest within what is being preached and said, ne, also looks like a routine. Ladies and gentlemen, a routine when it comes to God is also bad. People think that they are holier than thou because they have fallen into the routine of going to church every Sunday. Because my mother used to go to church every Sunday. My grandmother used to go to church every Sunday. My great grandmother used to go to church every Sunday. I go to church every Sunday. My aunts go to church every Sunday because it is a routine that is within your house. But ask yourself, ne, are you really going because of what is happening at the church? Or are you going because you grew up in a house that does this? Because if you don't eat meat before Oshimbobo Inashipapo, if the pap is not finished, right? Then there's no way,
right? You're going to go out there and do that. There's just no way. And even if you ever do that, ne, there will be a sense of guilt. There will be, you will, my dear, you will be in spur and you will eat your chips first. You will eat your chips first before you can eat your meat. You will practice it even there when you go to Dubai for your meeting, what? Eh? You will eat whatever it is first before the meat. If it comes in a setting like that, you will eat your jollof rice because you go to African restaurants, you eat your jollof rice that already has meat particles inside it, but it will not be like, eh, you have ribs over here and jollof rice, and then you come and just eat the ribs and leave the rice. It's very difficult. If you come from a house that was strict within that, it is going to be very difficult in order for you to do this. And ask yourself, is church not the same? Is church not the same as don't eat meat before you finish your pap? Is it not the same? No, I'm actually doing it. But then those are lies that you tell yourself. Because the truth is gnarly and it's brutal. It's painful and it's messy. And it's uncomfortable. It is out of place, out of pocket. But it is something that we need to acknowledge. There are people that go to church out of routine. There are people that go to church because it is what is done in their whole entire village. There's just no way. They go to church because of that. That's it. And you say like, ah, no, I like matriarch, to be honest. So if this is the reality of somebody and you are taking advice from this person, are you not going to become a person that goes to church out of routine? Because also, their faith is weary. The reason that people move out of the old churches or the traditional churches, right, is because it seems impersonal. It seems like there's nothing going on there. And I believe, like with the old churches, I believe, right, that it is now routine. I believe that the new churches are desperation. The old churches are routine. And nobody is actually going to church for the correct reasons. Nobody is just going to church because, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I'm just going to church. Maybe there are some churches, guys. I'm not crucifying everybody. There are some churches, yes. But at the rate at which it's going, I don't understand how you can step into a church, get the butterflies. That's the first step, right? And then you are sprayed with holy water there at the beginning of the church. That's the second sign. Then you get inside there and then people are spraying doom and people are falling in front there. Like, how is this not a sign that you're in the wrong place? And also, the people that are touching you, are you sure? Are you sure they're clean? Are you sure it's not a transfer or a deduction? Because you guys are so quick, right? We are so quick to bow our heads to people so that people can touch us. But like you, just look at the option. You bow to pray, guys. You bow to pray, to talk to God, right? To praise God, you bow. And now you're bowing in front of a flesh and blood. And yeah, flesh and blood and arteries and stuff. You're bowing in front of this person so that this person can touch you, so that this person can anoint you, so that this person can pray for you, so that your life can go better. It's deep. It's deep, it's intense. Right? So, maybe, just maybe, right? These are things that you should pay attention to. You pay attention to it, and when you pay attention to it, you ask yourself, am I in the correct place? I'm not saying that it's wrong. I'm telling you to pay attention to everything, because you are in a vulnerable state right now. You know, you are not feeling well. It's like you suffering from TB and me that has COVID. I come to you. You are in danger. You with tuberculosis, you are in danger. You're in danger because you are vulnerable right now. Your immune is just not doing it. You are vulnerable.
Good evening.
You're vulnerable. And in your vulnerability, right? You are most probably going to catch something that you're not supposed to have in the first place. But had you seen, first of all, that this person, one, this person was isolated, two, this person was coughing, three, this person is in the hospital, right? Had you checked those things first and protected yourself first because you are vulnerable, right? Then the likelihood of you catching whatever they were about to give you, it wouldn't be there. But we are so quick to throw ourselves under the bus. We are so quick to neglect ourselves, right? That we care about everybody else except ourselves. When your child is going through something, you protect them. Have you ever seen somebody that child, ne, is a good child, and the police come? Do you think that parent will ever leave their child to go just like that if they are a good child? The only people that leave their children to go like that is when the child is bad. But imagine you, your good child that never goes anywhere. The police come there and say, we are looking for your son. They were what? They broke into a house today in the afternoon. And they went to steal because they are the thieves of Ausblick. You look at your son and the type of person that he is, you will never allow that. You will never allow that. Because you know, ne, that your son is vulnerable. Eh? Because he's a good child. And you protect your son. You protect your son with your whole entire life. You protect him. You are not protecting him because he is a criminal and because he did it. You are protecting him because he is vulnerable. Because he is young. Because of all the things that he is. Just like you. But you don't protect yourself. You step into a church where the pastor is praying somebody doom and you think that that's normal. Why? Because even you at your house, you spray doom to cockroaches to die. But here at church, you are taking it in. Something that's man-made. You are taking it in. What kind of desperation is this? That can make you give your whole entire pension. No, I was brainwashed. But before you became brainwashed, there were signs. Your body gave indications, Kucha, let's not be here, but you still went. And then you saw something that was off, but you still ignored it. So I'm saying, right, that you might not be able to catch the manipulation and the brainwashing and. You might not be able to catch it. What I'm saying is, in order for you to prevent it, make sure that you're not vulnerable. So that when you go to church, you are strong. So, you don't go to church there, driving your Range Rover, eh? Driving your Range Rover distorted. You are going to the church in the Grams, eh? Or the church in the valleys. You're going to this church, you are distraught. You have a briefcase of money inside the car. People can see that you are wearing an original Rolex and you are going through a lot and you are inside church and you are crying. That's vulnerability. Because me, as a person that is capable of it, ne, you are an easy target. You are a soft target. You are prey. If we were in the jungle, you'd be a springbok. Why? Because you are in a bad place. You are in a bad place. And me, that is the lion, I will try by all means to get close to you. because I want the Range Rover. I want the Rolex. I want the money. I want to be part of this money life. You could have borrowed everything and come to church. But we'll still want it. Now you are there and you are vulnerable like this and you're falling for everything. Ah, oh, yes, my sister, I can see that the auntie that raised you, she put something in the food. And you know what? You are not like, let's talk about the spirit of division. Let's talk about the spirit of hatred. What kind of place of God is this that breaks up families, that breaks up friendships, that breaks up employees and workers and colleagues, that breaks up the spirit of separation? Like all it does is divide and conquer. Divide, divide and conquer. You are being conquered through division. Do you know that even the witch doctor doesn't give you a name of the person that did something bad to you? Do you know that? Do you know that even the witch doctor that can see whether you believe that he's from God or he's from the devil, but even the witch doctor that sees whoever did anything to you, right? That guy, he doesn't tell you, kucha, this is the person. He doesn't give you a name. Do you know why? He doesn't give you a name because he doesn't want you to go out there and kill people. He doesn't want you to go out there and do anything to anybody. Because the idea is only for you to work on yourself. And everything that says, anything that says revenge is bad. Because God is not about revenge. There's nothing in the Bible that says, oh, an eye for an eye. And then also, if somebody beat you, you must beat them back. If anything, they say, turn the other cheek, nenge. So now, you are in a place that is literally dividing and you don't understand. You don't understand why. They're just warning you. They're just warning you to be careful. Okay. They're warning you to be careful. But in this carefulness, what does it bring? I know we had a story, here the other time where, one of our people, right? One of our classmates, our audience, we were talking about things that happen within life, right? And she said that her pastor told her about what her sisters were conspiring to do. And they were trying to kill her and they were trying to poison her and they were trying to do things to her, right? And she didn't want to believe it at first. Up until there were certain things that were found within the household that solidified, right? That confirmed the prophet's sayings. Now, in cases like that, right? Is that the correct way to go? Question. Is that how we do it? Because then this means like, one can argue that, yeah, I don't need backstabbers in my life. I don't need people that want to kill me in my life. I don't need people that are bad towards me in my life. Right? And it would be that God is taking out the people that don't belong in my life. And he's most now using the pastor to assist you. That could be something that is valid, something that we are arguing, right? But what happens now when all of this is staged? What happens when all of this is staged? What happens when it is? What happens if it is a spirit? What happens if it's a bad spirit? A bad spirit that knows other bad spirits. And Kanti, the pastor is a bad spirit and your sisters are a bad spirit. What happens then? Because this thing of send back to sender, right? Many of you believe in it. Send back to sender. But there's nothing within your religion that says do harm unto others. Sending a harmful thing, ne, to another person, regardless of its origins and where it came from, is still a bad thing. So are you, right, not murdering the same way they murdered you? To be honest. And also, what type of congregation condones it? Because we're supposed to be kind. We're supposed to be loving. We are also supposed to be turning the other cheek. We're supposed to go to war in events of war. But we're not supposed to be crucifying one another. And we are not supposed to be sending anything to anybody. We just want to be clean. We just want to be cured. We just want to be fine. Right? That's all we want. I want to be fine. I don't want to know who did it. I don't want to know. I don't want to send it back. I just want to be fine. But because we are so cruel, we are quick to start hating. No, I don't hate anybody. But you say that you don't hate anybody, but yet when you see me, the one that sent you demons now, when you see me, you are quick to disgrace me and to embarrass me. Is that godly? So let's look at it. In your vulnerability, ladies and gentlemen, be cautious. Acknowledge that you're vulnerable, man. Acknowledge that you're feeling bad. Acknowledge that you're in a bad space. Acknowledge that you are most probably gullible. And you will feel nice with small, small attention, small, small love, and you are worthy. And you are not looking for it in the arms of another person. You're not looking for it in the arms of anybody, because there are some things that are just for God. And it's okay. But acknowledge it. So that by the time that you have been, you have, like they say, come as you are. They didn't say come to church as you are, guys. Come to God as you are. God is not in the church. In the church, there's fellowship. In the church, there's a community. Community is important. Community is important for Christianity. Community is important for any religion. That is why many, 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 many denominations and religions, they come together now and then so that they can praise their gods, you know? Okay. All at once. So it is. It's important. It's important for you guys to have a sense of belonging. It's okay. But come as you are means, ne? Oh Lord, I need you now. Like, yo, I'm going through the motions and I'm going through a lot. Please help me gather the strength so that I can finally go and find my congregation. For now, I'm vulnerable. Work on my vulnerability before I take myself to the lion's den. Before I take myself to the slaughterhouse, work on me. Work on me and help me work on myself so that when I go there, I'm not a soft target and I'm not prey. So that when I go there, I can walk through the gates and through the doors and feel your presence. So that I can feel intuition. So that my intuition radar, ne, is strong. Now you go there, you are battered, you are bashed, the world has spit on you and chewed you up and spit you outside and threw you up and bola makisid you watima vusuvai nai nai. And you are there and it's hectic. And you think that this roughness cannot be seen. Nay, 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 nay. You think that this vusuvai can't be seen. It will be seen. So work on that. Work on that first and then you go. Because at the end of the day, right? God didn't say, come as you are to church. No. God didn't say, I'm going to be etosiana ne, come to church as you are. No. He said, come as you are. Come as you are can be a conversation. Come as you are can be in your room. Come as you are can be a prayer that you are saying in a taxi on your way home. Come as you are can be the day that you are going to bury the love of your life. Come as you are can be a subtle, swift prayer before you step into the church. Come as you are can be you in the hospital. Come as you are can be you at work. Come as you are can be before you drink your water. Come as you are can be before you eat. Come as you are can be in a moment where you acknowledge that you are in the face of God. Come as you are doesn't mean come to church. Because at the end of the day, God is very specific. I think he's so specific, right? That he doesn't care how you are praising him. He doesn't care what you are called. As long as you are praising him and giving him his flowers. So you can be a called a Muslim, you can practice Judaism, you can practice Islam, you can practice Christianity, you can practice anything that is him. You can be Jehovah's Witness. As long as you are praising him, you can give him all kinds of names. You can be the Church of Emmanuel. Eh? But as long as you're praising him. Because if he was specific, right? You guys can come and tell me otherwise, ne? If it's written there. Because you guys must know me. You guys can come and tell me. Because if it was specific, right? God would have said, come as you are to the Catholic Church. And then we would have known for a fact, ne? That the Catholic Church is the church that God considers to be the church. He could have said, come as you are to the Baptist church. Come as you are to the Pentecostal church. Come as you are, cause he's very specific. God is specific, Mos. He's specific. He's about that, like, my children, I want love, don't commit adultery, don't do this. He's very specific about what he doesn't like and what he likes. You will not have two gods, no. Right? No. That is a no-go. Now, you mean to tell me that this guy, yeah? That is so specific about what he needs and requires from you, wouldn't be specific about where to find him? Are you sure? So you think that this person, or you know what I mean, Mos, when we say this person and this guy, and you know what we mean, ne? Because we respect him highly. You know what we mean. But somebody that can say, "Kucha, me, I'm a jealous God. Me, I'm a jealous God, and me, I'm not willing to share you." So all these billions of peoples and trillions of peoples, right here on earth, I must be the only one for all of them. I will not share specific that I know. Those are my standards, guys. Those are my standards that thou shalt not have two gods. You can choose. You have free will. Ne? But you will not have two gods. Me and another person, no. I'm not doing that. Very straightforward, very straight to the point, very accurate. Huh? Those are standards. No, guys, mean I don't. Sorry. The minute you have two guards, he steps away. No. Ooh, idol. Yeah? Just look at the people, the Moses 40 years people, in the desert 40 years people. Eh? Wasn't he like, ah, yo, Moses, ah, no, I cannot take you people like this to the promised land. You guys don't have your God. Ask your God. Eh? You guys don't have your God. Me, I'll step away, guys. I'll step away if you guys are having another God. It can't be. So, let's just, like, then it was a collective. Was like, let's destroy these other gods that we created here and let's go back to the original blueprint. And so shall it be. After 40 years, they were finally led out to go to the promised land. Imagine if Moses was told that, so you're gonna go through this whole thing with slaves and stuff and you're gonna liberate them and then you're gonna live in the desert for 40 years and then go to the promised land. Like, I don't think anybody would have agreed to that. But it is what it is. So you mean to say that this guy that's very specific about what he needs from us, he's not specific on who to worship or where to go and fellowship and where to go and worship. They have different names. But it's one person. We just need to make sure that this one person that we're supposed to be praising is the same person that is being praised everywhere we go or to the place where we go. So we're trying to figure out, is God in this room? Is God in this congregation? Are they serving God or are they serving the pastor? Is the pastor the idol? Is the pastor the second God? Because I don't understand why you have a spiritual mother. I don't understand why you have a spiritual father. I don't understand all these slogans that are coming up. But you can always tell me. I'm open to hearing and understanding. But that's the thing. It's not about they are worshipping a wrong God. There's no such thing as a wrong God. It's only that we have different names, just the same way as you and I, we have different names, we are different people, right? But we are still people, right? It's like God has different names and different ways of being praised, but he's just still one. Still just God. So ask yourself these questions. Which church am I going to go to and why? You look at the scandals that are associated to the pastor and ask yourself, is the pastor the congregation or is the congregation the pastor? Is the church the pastor or is the church the congregation and its people? Because if a church is falling apart because the pastor is no longer there, right? Then I don't know. Then maybe everything that you guys were doing there, is not correct. Maybe you guys were praising the pastor. That is why you guys can't praise God, right? You guys can't praise God just by yourselves there in the church. If the pastor is gone to jail, guys, are we still going to church? Because were we believing in the pastor or were we believing in the word of God that was there at that church? Was it the word of God or were you guys just being bedazzled? Was the pastor bewitching you people? Tanlogwa. Tanlogwa. You guys are being bewitched. You are being bewitched with stuff. You guys don't even know it. Let's celebrate Ash Day. Celebrate Ash Day and let's just do the best. Okay. So ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather and I'll be right back.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM,
The eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite ofoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kwa ndado ili nawa. Nune udo, otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwa tafanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe mbali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Did you know that in Namibia over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet? So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you have just joined us, we are asking the question of how will I know if my church is the correct church? How will I know if I should church here? How will I know? Because sometimes, right, sometimes people give you these vague answers. Like, you will know, you will just know. How will I know that this is the love of my life? You will know, you will just know. How will I know if this is the correct course? You will know, you will just know. But that's not an answer. That's not an answer, and that's not what we're looking for. If you are like me, I want real and concrete answers. It's like asking a millionaire, how did you do it? And they say, you know, you just do it, you know, you put in the work. Like, what does that mean? Eh? Because I can be putting in the work, and I can be putting in the work at all the wrong places. And you know a strategy that worked for you? And it might work for me, but you are not answering the question appropriately. Meme, how will I know if I am ready for coitus? How?
You will know. You will just know. How? How will I know? Should I be old? Should I be young? Should I be drinking? Should I not be drinking? Should I, how will I know? And these are questions, that we take for granted, man. And we assume that everybody knows what's in our minds and everybody knows our experiences and everybody can kind of just guess for themselves. We are not open with information and we are asking unorthodox questions. We are giving the chronicles of how will I know, my dear. Here on Pulling Heartstrings, we are giving the chronicles of how will I know? How will I know I have a mental disorder? Do you know that there are people that hear voices, that have been hearing voices for 20 years, right? And they think that that is absolutely normal because they have lived with it for so long. They think that it's absolutely normal. And they can't ask the question because they feel like you are going to judge them. And the worst part is that we live in times where people that are not fine have access to the internet. Where people that are fine have access to the internet. Where everyone has access to the internet. Access to the internet where they can share false information that can mislead you quickly if you don't know. So that is why when we ask these questions, we put up the good and the bad. And from there, you can see what applies to you. You can see, you know, when I was listening to the matriarch and Happy, there was one identifier. Kucha, no, this, there was a story like this. Kucha, no, hi, meme, when we are alone with Tate here in this house, Tate takes my hand and puts it on his genitalia, on his private parts for me to touch it, you know? And you ask yourself, they hammered a lot on that topic, man. And me also here in my house, I have a young girl, that said that once. And I chased her out because I felt like she was just here to destroy my marriage, to destroy my relationship. But what if, right? What if I made the wrong call? There's no shame in acknowledging that maybe I made the wrong call. That's why we call that the pastor's wife, The pastor's ex-wife. That's why we call her bold. Because she reached out and said, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't believe you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I was blinded. I'm sorry. Because she's a woman of God. You understand? She's a woman of God and she's living in her true essence of God. You know? And this is exactly why we are asking these questions. Because at the end of the day, guys, we want to live a good life. And for those Christians that are out there, you guys want to go to heaven. All of us want to go to heaven. Nobody really wants to die, but we know we have to die. We just don't want to die at the wrong time. Nobody has a problem with death. People just have a problem with untimely deaths where we are not prepared for it. But the minute you are prepared for it, you fear it no more. When you are prepared for it in a sense that you have prepared your children, you have prepared your loved ones, you have not left anything in limbo and unspoken of, you live through life knowing that if anything happens to me, I'm okay. And that is why even when you are on your deathbed, right? Part of the process of crossing over is having a pastor come and pray for you. Having a pastor come and say the last words to you. It is part of the process. And for those that are deep believers, right? You should understand this. So we understand this in a sense of preparation for death, preparation for crossing over, preparation for going and never coming back. And the only people that are afraid of death are people that are not prepared for it. And that is why we cry when we go for operations. We cry because at the end of the, I like saying at the end of the day, sorry man. We cry because we feel that if we don't come back, there's so many things that we didn't live out to do. There are so many people that still need us. There are so many things that are out of place. So, how about we take care of ourselves? How about we put ourselves in such a good space that we take care of ourselves the same way we take care of those that we love and those that we appreciate? You know, when your child starts hanging around with a bad child, you are number one to point it out. You're also number one to identify it. And sometimes your child is the bad one, but it's not really that you are so smitten by your child. It is because your child is a friend to an enabler. Your child is a friend to a person that allows them, right, to do bad things. Now, your child will now go into the friendship thinking that, oh, my mother thinks that you are bad for me as my friend, not knowing that I'm the bad one. And you are even the person that tells me, ah, this is bad. When they tell you that this is bad, this friend of yours, right, that you love so much, that you think is the heavens and the earth, ne? And it's your best friend in the whole entire world, and it's a person that understands you. Ask yourself this question. Why is it that they stick around with somebody as bad as you? Is it maybe because they are equally bad, but you just show it? Could it be that they need somebody that's worse than them next to them so that they can hide in the shadows? Because we don't just see things and say that, oh, you know, this is what life is. Like, no. We don't just see it like that. This is what life is, guys. Like, it is what it is. Now your child thinks like, oh, my mom doesn't understand, man. My mom doesn't understand because Ipinge even tells me, kuchana, man, I must not go out and I must just stay home. Maybe Ipinge doesn't even talk in a way that you would actually listen to him. Maybe Ipinge doesn't put boundaries. Maybe Ipinge just talks with words, but all his actions, ne, are pointing towards the direction of he doesn't actually believe the words that he's saying. Because if Ipinge doesn't want you to go out, then why is he the one that's picking you up? If Ipinge doesn't want you to go out because he wants you to respect your mother so much, then why is it his car that you guys are using? If Ipinge doesn't want you to be a bad person, he wants you to study, then how come you guys are both outside not studying? Why is he not at home studying? Yeah, because it was my idea for us to go. Why is he gullible like that? And this is something that our children don't understand. This is something that even we as parents are failing to explain. Because we can't put it in words. But mommy, daddy, you've got the matriarch. Me, I'm going to put it in your words. Me, I'm going to put it in a way that your child will understand. Ha. Because me, I've got nothing to lose. Even if they hate me, I don't care. How? Ipinge is bad. Your child's friend is bad. Your child's friend is bad because they are enabling and they are allowing you to be bad. Because if you are a good person, you will not stay in a negative environment, Moss. Not unless there's something that you're benefiting out of that negative environment. You stay in an abusive relationship because the person pays for the school fees, the person pays for your education as well, mother, father. The person is feeding you, is clothing you, you have nowhere to go, you are an orphan, you don't have grandparents, you don't have a mother, you don't have a father, and you are stuck in the relationship. That's the reason why. Because you are benefiting. Now it is the same principle with children. They are staying in the bad friendships, right? Because they are benefiting something. Ipinge can be saying that, no man, you mustn't do these bad things, right? But he's there also. What is he doing there? Yeah, me and my mom thinks that you're the bad guy. Because Unfortunately, right, we have all been children. And it's only that our experiences in our teenagehood and our adolescence and all of that has been different. And we are in the woke culture now. And fortunately for you guys have Eagle FM. And Eagle FM has Ms. Matriarch Moss. And Ms. Matriarch is going to teach you and school you about my experiences that are so similar to yours. You just need that pinch. You just need that you just need that spark. Oh, wapungwe koka jumpstart. You just need oka jumpstart tara honone is the only jumpstart you need. And that is why we have to have these conversations. How will I know? How will I know if my friend is my friend? How will I know? How will I know? How will I know that drinking water is bringing for me or not? What happens when you drink water? What are the reactions? What are the good? What are the bad? We have to talk about it because these questions are not easy questions to ask anybody outside of yourself. And that's why you guys can all keep quiet tonight. And you guys are all just like this, listening. Because it is unfortunate, but these are questions that need to be risen. These are questions that need to rise. These are questions that we need to have. And these are answers that come in layers. Layers upon layers upon layers. So, when choosing a church, look out for the hatred. Because God is not hate. God is not revenge. God is not due to others what they did to you in a bad way. No. God is love. Are they advocating for love? Are they activating for love for everyone? Even those that you don't like. Even those that have wronged you so badly. Are they preaching on self-forgiveness? Because there's no way you can go through life kuna morunyara. Sometimes orunyararoe is your personality. Sometimes orunyararoe is your face. Sometimes your orunyara is your body. Sometimes orunyararoe is the way you laugh, the way you talk, the way you interact with people. Sometimes your very existence is your contribution. Sometimes you don't even have to say nothing or do nothing to be crucified by others. You just have to be you specifically. That is why you can find people that are jealous. They will go and support the person that is doing exactly the same thing that you are doing but not support you. Why? Because it's you. And that's your contribution. So when you are forgiving yourself, you have to put it in a context of understanding that I forgive myself unapologetically for being myself. Because if there are no signs, right? I forgive myself for being born in a bad place. I forgive myself for being Ho-Ho's child. I forgive myself for the life that I've had. I forgive myself. I love myself. I'm there for myself. I will protect myself. I will guard this life that I have with all I have because it's all I have. I don't know how many times I tell you guys you're important, but I hope it sinks in. I hope that when you're going through the dungeons of life and you're going through you are rocking around in calabashes. I hope that when the oceans are roaring your name and when the savannas are cracking through the sand, I hope that you remember. I hope that you remember that there's a woman out there that believes that I matter. There's a woman out there that believes that I am important. There's a woman out there that tells me I am important. I am loved. There are a few things that we need to tweak along the way. She's not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody's perfect. We're tweaking them, man. We're trusting the process. That's what we're doing. We're trusting this process. And the process is being part of the process. We are trusting it. So when you are looking for a place of worship, don't forget yourself. Don't forget that you still need to be standing even if anything falls apart. Don't forget that those waves must not take you with. Don't forget that when the water runs dry, you must still be standing on your 2 feet. Don't forget. Don't forget that you are permanent. So choose in accordance to love. Choose in accordance to appreciation. Choose in accordance to gratitude. The attitude of gratitude. Ladies and gentlemen, many of us are not in acceptance and not in the know and not in the present of what we are in this very moment. We take everything for granted. And I know this because I practice also there by not living in gratitude every single day. You know, not grateful for the people that are in your corner. Not grateful for the people that are in your corner, even though they are far. Not grateful for the love. Not grateful for the things. Not grateful for the job. Not grateful. Not grateful for the voice. Not grateful for the, what do you call it? The stamina and the bazaars and the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. We are not grateful. But many of us are living in answered prayers. You know, today I saw a post. And it was a girl, you know, she looked very beautiful. Or she is very beautiful. And they were having a conversation, you know, I think it was a heart to heart. And she said like, yo, I've been unemployed for such a long time. I've been unemployed for such a long time. And she cried, you know. She cried, and this is a look that I see. I see it a lot. I see it so many times. But you know what has happened to my heart, guys? I don't know. On my way to the top, guys, I'm losing faith in humanity. I have faith in you guys. I have faith in you guys, and that's why I appreciate the calls that come in that say, like, ah, we are listening, ne, Metriak. Even if we are not calling, ne, we are listening, ne, otku ditengero. Like, I appreciate those, ne, because I feel like the world is so cold and the world is so cruel, and many of us are drowning in so much pain, and then one day the pain just stops. But the pain doesn't stop just like that. The pain goes with something. The pain goes with our humanity. The pain goes with our compassion. The pain goes with our loyalty. The pain goes with everything that made us sparkle. And she cried, you know. And I felt her. I felt her tears because I've been the girl that is unemployed. I've been the girl that is wandering. Kuchane? I'm so tired. I'm so tired of hearing people. You know, like, you know, guys, I'm getting emotional. Kumalaste. You know how nice it is to say I'm at work. This is something that we take for granted. For those that have been unemployed, ne? All you want is to say something like, I'm going to work, or I am at work. After I knock off from work, I work. Something as simple as that, ne? Is something that many want. Like, I just want to say I go to work. Like, at this point, I don't even care about the money. I just want to say that I go to work. Because that's how far life can take you. And that's how deep a situation can take you. And there was a comment there that said, like, ah, I've been unemployed for 6 years. And people say things like, I'm finishing the bread. So now I eat one slice of bread so that the bread doesn't finish quickly, so that I don't have to ask for people to buy bread. And it's the reality. It is, it's what's happening. And you pray and you ask and you cry and you fast and you are entering your CVs and you are running up and down until every single ounce of hope runs out of you, friend. And then you get a job. And then you enjoy, I'm at work. And then you enjoy, I'm going to work. Then you enjoy money from work. You enjoy it. And then you start complaining about work. Then you start hating work. Then you start not wanting to go to work. And then you betray the work. So at this point, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I should feel sorry for those that are unemployed, or I should just say things like, okay. I don't know. Because there are some people, right, that have been in the same position, and then they stood up one day and said, you know what, I'm going to create the work. And then they create the work. And then they use their last blood and sweat and tears to create the work, not for themselves only, but for others also. And then the people come to work. And then the people use the work as a stepping stone to go to better. As if this place didn't need work. And you watch, and this is for you employers out there tonight listening to me, ne? And you guys are like, preach, sis, preach. Because along the way, we tell ourselves things to soothe ourselves, and we start not getting attached to employees because we've seen that they disappoint people, right? Because even if you see that girl crying like that, tears, like, it looks like she's going to cry blood now. Eh? That is the same person that can betray your whole entire company. That is the same person that can steal your money from your business. That is the same person that can steal your clients. That is the same person that can be saving the salary that you are giving her, saving it so that she can become your competitor. It's the same person. No sense of loyalty, and apparently we must just be ruthless, and we must just be hounds out here, and this is what we must be, right? So we don't know, but all I know is that find a place that is peaceful. Find a place that is not malicious. Find a place that resembles love. Find a place that is not just a building filled with predators. Find a place that you acknowledge and you feel God. Take everything into consideration. Because if your child ever said that they were going to go and sleep over at a friend, and they were 9 years old, you would ask, who is your friend? Where does your friend stay? Where are the parents of your friends? Who lives in the house? Because you need to make sure that where your child is going to be safe. So, treat yourself like someone you love. You will never let someone you love go into a dangerous situation. Because even when your sister finds a boyfriend, you ask, where is he from? What does he do? What does he like? How does he treat you? Do you love him? because you love your sister. So ask these questions. Who is the pastor? Who are the leaders of the congregation? Where did they come from? Why did they leave? What does the church stand for? What are the activities done in the church? What do we preach? What do we believe in? What is the word about the church? Because sometimes you can ask the neighbors, do you know anything about this church that's next door here? Ah, brah. Die mense ras elke dag. Is net klompie vrou mense wat tot 4 uur hierso skree. Then you ask yourself, what is a man of God doing with girls screaming until 4 a.m.? I'm just saying. From me, the matriarch, I bid you guys farewell. I love you forever and a day. You are important to me. And I'll see you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. I hope that the heartstrings have been pulled. I hope that you're going to be okay. It is. It is just like that. It is what it is. It is life. It's a modern dream.